Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey, is this thing on? Hello? Hit it again. I think it's on now. Welcome to Hiker Trash Radio, where each week, Doc will drag some colorful characters out of the woods to talk trail and type 2 fun. If you're aspiring hiker trash, or if you're just looking to understand the hiker trash in your life, look no further. So lace up those boots, gnaw on some jerky, and settle into your 20-mile pace as we fire up the podcast from somewhere deep in the backcountry. It's time to embrace the suck.
All right, break out the jerky and settle in because it's time for another edition of The Last 10 on Hiker Trash Radio. That's right, we've got another bonus episode for you that's going to help us take a deep dive into the mind of some of our favorite guests to find out what makes them tick. We understand here at Hiker Trash Radio that during our regular episodes, we serve up a full-size portion of our guests. I want you to think of The Last 10 as a bite-sized snack designed to whet your appetite. That's right, Hiker Trash Radio, fun size. I'm going to do my best to get a snapshot of my guest's daily life by using the last 10. 10 questions that all relate to the last time they did or said something. This week's volunteer, and yes, I'm using air quotes on that word, is Jake Rostis. Welcome to the last 10, Jake. Are you ready for this?
Oh, I was born ready.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. Let's start off by giving our listeners a brief thumbnail of who you are and what you do for fun. You have 30 words or less. Go.
Jake Rostis, former Division I college football linebacker, now turned ultra marathon runner, and currently in school to be a veterinary surgeon. I basically challenge myself on the trail with everything that entails running ultra marathons, and I'm just building on that and doing the best I can to seek my limits.
Now, it's a funny thing. One of two things happens when I tell people they have 30 words or less. Some people really count the words and are very careful, and others just completely disregard it, like you just did. So, nice job. All right, let's get on with the last 10. Question number one, what was the last adventure you took?
Probably doing my first surgery on a cow, I would say. That was probably the last adventure that I genuinely had.
You know what I like about you, Animal, is the fact that I asked you about an adventure and we're talking about cow surgery. An adventure can come in any shape, size, or form. That's crazy.
Yeah, I grew up in the city. I was a city kid, never been on a farm, but there was an elective we had where we could do a surgery on a cow where we were doing what's called basically an exploratory with an omentopexy. And I had no business. I didn't really know what I was doing. I'm not used to being around cows, but man, the opportunity, let's do it. It was awesome.
Let's do it. All right. Question number two. What was the last song you listened to?
I've been listening to this guy named Austin Snell, and if metal music were to be like almost like a white trash kind of thing, he's awesome. He's a country artist, but on my run today, I ran 10 miles today, and the whole time on repeat, I had his new song called Everyone's Friend. It's a really good emotional song. Check it out.
Okay, Austin Snell. Question number three, what was the last piece of advice you gave someone?
The last piece of advice that I gave somebody was, I was talking to somebody who was having a hard time, and I told them things are very difficult in life, but what you need to do is distract yourself. And by doing that, What I said, and I quote, is miles need to be ran, weights need to be lifted, and dogs still need to get surgery. So no matter what's going on in life, you need to stick to what your like big things in your life are. And regardless of what's going on, you need to continue on that path and distract yourself in a positive way.
Okay. Question number four. When was the last time you were surprised?
Last time I was surprised was, I feel like I'm such a planner with everything that I feel like I don't tend to get surprised. But the one time that I've been surprised recently was probably when one of my last runs, I was on a high, like where I was crushing like 20 miles easily at like sub 8 minute pace. And last week I went for a like 4 mile run and it was like, I was back at square zero. Like for some reason, I don't know what I ate that day. I don't know how I slept, but I was like genuinely like confused what the hell just happened to me. Cause 4 miles at like over a 9 minute pace for me felt like my legs were made of cement. So I was very surprised. And you know what, when you run and stuff, sometimes you just have those days.
That's not a good surprise either. Ouch. All right. Question number five. What was your last purchase?
I just bought a 24 pack of Reign energy drinks on Amazon because I drink 600 milligrams of caffeine a day.
I get jittery just hearing about that. Okay.
As I'm drinking coffee right now at 7 p.m.
Question number six. When was the last time you laughed really hard?
Probably earlier on in this podcast where you just made me crack up there. But yeah, anytime I'm with like my guys and anything and we're reminiscing the good old football days, you just go down memory road. You talk about everything that we've been through and all that stuff. You just can't help but just be in tears laughing.
Talk about that time you got ear hold.
Yeah, that's always up. One of my friends got ear hold so bad he got knocked out on the field, and that is always a topic of conversation.
All right, question number seven. What was the last book you read?
Relentless by Tim Grover. He was Michael Jordan's like personal trainer, personal coach, and that book, I'm telling you, every single page you need to break out the highlighter and analyze everything he just said.
I am not surprised that the last book you read was called Relentless, so that kind of fits. All right.
Yeah, that's right up my alley.
Question number eight, what was the last meal you ate?
Earlier today, just before this podcast, I had some Popeye's chicken wings, which it was my first time ever having their chicken wings, and it blew my mind.
They did not disappoint?
They did not disappoint.
Okay. Question number nine, what was the last thing you Googled?
I've been playing my buddy in chess a ton, and he's beaten me like every time. Like almost every time. And so I've been Googling like chess moves, golden rules of chess, because I'm trying to become a better chess player. So that's probably the last thing I Googled.
I would not be surprised with you going from chess novice to grandmaster in about 18 months. So we'll stay tuned on that.
That's the goal.
Okay. And question number 10, last question. What was the last mistake you made?
This is actually a pretty funny story. Two weekends ago, I was planning on going on a 15-mile run on a Saturday. That Friday night, I went out with a bunch of friends, which I don't really go out. I don't really drink or anything like that, but it was like a big event that everybody wanted to get together, so I did. And I ended up that morning starting my run, and I was so hungover, and I felt terrible. And at mile like two, I almost stopped and turned around and just walked home. But I sat there and I said, no, this is going to be a lesson for you, because you don't get to go out the night before and then wake up and do a hard run. Like, that's not going to get you to where you need to be. And so what I said to myself is, you are going to make this run terrible and it's going to suck, and you're going to have to learn this lesson a painful way. And so I went through I ran the 15 miles and it was horrible. And I said that this is the last time you're ever going to do this, because you need to learn this lesson. And so that was the last mistake I made. And I learned from it, because I made myself go through that 15-mile run.
I love that. All right. Hey, this was fantastic. I feel like I know you a whole lot better, and I hope this has piqued the interest of our listeners. So Jake, thank you very much for coming on The Last 10. If you want to hear more from Jake Rossis, be sure to listen in when his full episode goes live later this season. Always remember, the trail is the trail. Embrace the suck.